This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Look, you know, here at Joy, we are obsessed with Eurovision, and we've got live on the phone our Joy music director, Mr. Michael Pohl, all the way from Tel Aviv in Israel. Good morning.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to be here talking to you as well, Michael. So what's going on down in Tel Aviv at the moment? It sounds pretty noisy.
Oh, it is. We're just on the second semi-finals jury run, where half the votes are cast by the jury. And it's just wrapping up now. It's pretty much just the end, making sure everything works and that sort of stuff. So it's the show that you'll be seeing tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on SBS, as opposed to the show you'll be seeing tonight at 8:30 on SBS, which is the triumphant rerun primetime version of the first semi-final, where our own Kate Miller-Heike, as you heard in the news, triumphantly made the grand final for Sunday morning.
She is so cool.
There's a bit. I've got some audio from her straight from after the semi-final, which you can hear on Joy Eurovision on Saturday at 7 o'clock. We do a bit of a grand final preview and radiothon love. But it's going to be big. People around here are liking Kate, and so we're sort of preparing ourselves just in case something goes down.
So what happens if Kate wins? Does that mean Eurovision will come to Australia as the host country, or...?
Look, as much as my bank balance would love that to happen, it won't. It will be done in Europe. Some European city there'll be some sort of tender or something commercial will happen around it.
Oh, cool, we can sell it off.
And there'll be some city that gets a go. Exactly right. SBS will get some money out of it. They'll help to produce it, though, so you probably will see some SBS faces as the hosts and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But it'll be done by the European broadcaster.
Michael, I got up yesterday morning to watch Kate do her fantastic performance, and her swinging up on those poles with that earth underneath her, it looked fantastic on TV. What was it like live in the theatre? Did it come across as good, as exciting?
This is the magic thing about Eurovision. It is first and foremost a TV show. So for you at home, seeing it on your TV screen is a completely different experience in with Kate's performance than seeing it live in the arena. What we saw were three people on bendy poles floating around the place. We didn't see the world. We didn't see all those things, the camera angles, all those things that make it a TV show. So as much as people say, look, we want to make sure the arena experience is really good, in the end, it is a TV show, and that showed in the way that Kate's performance came across on the TV screens last night across Europe.
And who, after seeing last night preliminary final, who do you think is going to be Kate's competition?
Well, from last night's one, it's quite not a fantastic semi-final. There actually was some of the Danish people who were watching it on their local broadcaster were complaining about how crap the songs were in the first semi-final. They weren't very happy about it. But for Kate, from that first semi, there's Estonia's Viktor Krohn, Iceland's Hatari, the BDSM leather, crazy. That's the one I reckon that will be the biggest competition. And for Australians, I reckon Sirhat's disco-esque 80s Say Na 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 probably will get a bit of a vote through. But that's just 10 of the 26 that you'll be seeing on Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning. Look, we're so looking forward to it. We can't wait to hear the Eurovision show on Saturday night here at Joy. And thank you so much for your time this morning, Michael.
Not a problem. Make sure you follow us on socials at @Joy_Eurovision. And I will be with you live in Tel Aviv at 7 o'clock on Saturday, right here on Joy.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.